A manifesto of demographics. 1. Age, 20.
Millennium babies, born into a new age, growing up in a shifting era. We are the ones who will change the world, but isn't every generation?
We were born with the weight of the world on our shoulders. It was the start of a new century, a new chance to make things right. But we're still struggling to make others see the changes that are needed.
2. Gender identity. Female. Pronouns. She, her, hers.
Woman. Strong. Independent. Not going to let the boys beat me up. I want the little girls I teach to feel that way, too. Femininity is not a disadvantage. I can be a princess and still carry a sword.
Made of long, dark hair and a small feminine figure, yet still strong, fierce, and empowered. Being a woman defines me, but in no way is it a restriction. They claim I'm weak, but I am strong, mentally and physically. My size and gender are not indicative of my own strength, nor what I'm capable of.
3. Race.
Multiracial, biracial, Asian American, half Asian and half melting pot of Europe. All words which define my life. My white mother questioned, but where did you get her? My mother, informed that my sister could only be one, white or Asian. What a choice to be forced to make. Forever interrogated, but where are you really from? Forever told I'm too much of one to belong to the other. They pick on my hair, my squinty eyes, my last name, only seeing what sets me apart.
White, and trying to listen and learn.
4. Language.
English and English alone. A failure of an Asian child, no Cantonese or Mandarin to speak of. Viewed as a failure to the outside prying eyes who feel they can expect more of me, yet praise from those who tell me, wow, your English is really impressive. The things I would say if I had the words or the courage.
Words have become my weapon and my whimsy, my craft and my career. My power is on the page. Now, if only they would give us more funding. Don't they realize that all the world is made of stories?
5. Family.
A younger brother with cystic fibrosis.
An older sister with Asperger's syndrome.
A double dose of defective genes that led to fragile lungs, liver, pancreas, and a lifetime of doctor's visits. A childhood of lemonade stands and bake sales with $50 of profit sent off to the scientists still searching, searching.
My sister's keeper. Forever a caretaker, playing the role of a third parent. Participation in brain scans and blood draws, all with the hopes of better understanding what makes her unique, what makes her her.
Fighting for a cure.
Fighting off a cure.
6.
Occupation. Occupied with all of the issues I cannot resolve alone, the problems that have no solution. How can I make a difference? Will my words ever move mountains?
Occupied by the never-ending thoughts swirling in my head, the anxiety that alters my actions, changing my own personality to something it would not otherwise be. Forever occupied by the things I cannot control, yet have to live with anyway.
7. Household.
Zoe.
Jenna.
Our lives so intertwined, they've become a tangled heap where I can barely tell what's mine and what's yours.
Who else would I think of when I've known you longer than my own siblings, and you spend half your summers at my house anyway?
You give me a home where there's always an extra dinner portion waiting, where I have the brothers my parents never gave me, where I can immerse myself in being a child.
And in times of crisis, I can count on your family for a warm meal or a ride home from school or a miniature adventure that quiets the worries for a while.
Who would I be without your friendship, your support, your eternal presence by my side?